感谢主哈，那我们能够守安息日啊，来学习神的道。
That's the guidance of God that we could observe the Sabbath and to learn the words of God.
今天早上我们来查考，要在神的面前富足。
And this morning we will mutually study the topic riches towards God.
我们看路加福音十二章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 12.
路加福音十二章。
Luke chapter 12.
看二十一节
，verse
21，十二章二十一节
，Luke chapter 12 verse 21，
说凡为自己积财，在神面前却不富足的，也是这样。
This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself but is not rich toward God.
耶稣在传道里的说啊，有人请耶稣为他们兄弟分产业。
When Jesus was preaching in this world, someone asked Jesus to separate inheritance for his brothers.
主耶稣对他们说啊，我不是你们断事的官啊，就是替你们处理这个家产的官。
And Jesus said that I am not a judge arbiter between you.
他说耶稣没有答应为他们分产业。
And so Jesus did not agree to split the inheritance for them.
但是主耶稣教导他们说啊，你们要免去一切的贪心。
But Jesus Christ indeed told them that they have to guard against all kinds of greed.
兄弟长大了要分家，要分产业。
When brothers grow up, they will split their inheritance.
啊，这有时候古时候的家庭啊，常常会发生这样的事情。
And in old days, there are these kind of events happen often among families.
啊，那是兄弟骨肉之情啊，产业分多分少啊，其实不用计较。
But rather, we should not care about how much we get for the inheritance among siblings.
那就是少分一点呐，也不见得会吃亏。
Even if you have received less than your siblings, you might not be less.
那所以耶稣教导说啊，你们要谨慎，要免去一切的贪心。
And that's why Jesus taught us that we have to watch out and to guard against all kinds of greed.
然而十五节的下半句说，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
And then the second half of verse 15 says, a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions.
也就是说一个人生命能够丰盛啊，不是因为他的家产很多。
So, which means that a person's abundance of his life does not matter how much possession he has.
啊，不是人的背景好啊，而他的生命就会丰盛。
Or that he has a very good background, and that he will have abundance in life.
啊，然后主耶稣就讲了一个比喻。
And so Jesus followed with a parable.
说有一个非常会经营事业的财主。
And he said that there is a very good rich man that is very good in managing his wealth.
啊，因为他非常聪明啊，非常有才干。
And because he is very smart and he is very capable.
啊，所以他的事业做得非常的大。
And therefore, he has a very large business.
他的财富相当的多。
He has accumulated many wealth.
他说他收成了很多的粮食。
And he has stored many crops.
还有很多的财物。
And also he has many riches.
他发现自己的仓库啊太小了。
And he felt that his storage is too small.
啊，所以就把它拆掉，盖更大的仓库。
So see, he tore down his barn to create a larger one.
啊，把他所有的粮食跟的财物啊都积存在里面。
And therefore, he stored up all his grains and all the goods that he has inside this barn.
啊，然后他对自己的灵魂这样说。
And then he said to himself,
说你既然有这么多的财富。
That you have plenty of good things laid up.
啊，所以你可以安安逸逸的啊，可以享受好几年啊。
So that you could have many years of life easy, eat and drink and be married.
啊，所以你只管啊，吃喝快乐吧。
and said that your life will be easy and drink and be married.
啊，虽然这个财主是大家所羡慕的。
And although everyone admires this rich man.
啊，又有才干呐，又很会经营，很聪明。
That he is very capable and very smart.
神却对他说：“无知的人呐。”
But however, God said to him that you fool.
虽然你有这么多的财富。
Although you have such a great riches,
啊，那今天晚上就要把你的灵魂拿走了。
But however, this very night, I will take away your soul.
你有这么多的财富啊，啊，对你又有什么用呢？
And even if you have all these great wealth, what does it do for you?
所以耶稣就说啊，一个人如果只是在地面上积存财富，
So Jesus said that if a person only stores up his wealth in this world,
啊，但是在神的面前啊，却不富足。
But in front of God, we are not wealthy.
他说，这样的人呢，啊，没有什么意义，就好像这个无知的财主一样。
And there is no, it is a vanity for this person, just like this rich man.
他说，我们知道啊，物质上的丰富不是真正的富足。
So therefore, we learn that the riches of this world is not true riches.
今生的成就啊，不是真正的能够拥有。
And that the success that we acquire in this world is not eternal.
所以一个人在今生里面所得到的，不管是他的财富地位。
So no matter what we have acquired in this world, whether it's our status or our wealth,
我们知道这个都是短暂的拥有。
We know that these are temporary.
几十年的人生啊，结束啊，什么都没有办法带走。
And after years in this world, that when it comes to an end, we cannot take any of these with us.
我们知道人离开世界以后啊，不是就消失掉了，还有一个更长远的未来。
And we all know that once we depart from this world, that is not the end, rather we have an eternal future.
所以如果没有办法带给我们永恒的价值啊，这都不是真正的富足。
So what we have acquired, if it cannot give us eternal value, then that is not a true wealth.
当然这个不是叫我们人生不要努力。
This does not tell us that we should not strive hard in this world.
也不是说啊，这个学问、地位、财富不重要。
And it does not tell us that education, riches, and status is not important in this world.
因为我们生活上啊，必须的啊，必须要有我们生活所需要的东西。
Because in our life, we still need our daily necessities.
啊，但是如果光我们所想到的只是今生上的满足。
But however, if all we think about is only the abundance of this world.
而没有办法带给我们永恒的价值。
And we did not store up any value for our eternal life.
那你今生所得到的不是真正的富足。
Then the wealth that we acquire today is not a true wealth.
啊，那什么叫做真正的富足？
And then what is this true wealth?
我想讲几点给我们大家一起分享，一起来思考。
Let us talk about, let's share about a few points for us to think about.
马太福音十六章。
Let's turn, first turn to Matthew 16.
二十六节。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 26.
马太福音十六章二十六节。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 26。
十六章二十六节。
Chapter 16 verse 26。
说人如果赚的全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人能够拿什么来换生命呢？这里讲到这个生命很重要。
Here it talks about that our life is quite important.
所以传道书里面说啊，活着的骨啊，比那个死掉的狮子还要强。
活着的。And that's why in Proverbs it says that the
传道书
哈。Oh, I'm sorry. Ecclesiastes it says that those who live is more important than the dead lion.
虽然那个狮子啊很凶猛，是称为百兽之王。
And even though lions are very vicious and they are the king of all beasts.
啊，那一只狮子如果死掉了，就比不上一只活着的小狗。
And even if this lion is dead, it cannot compare to a living dog.
中国人讲说啊，活的乞丐胜过死掉的皇帝。
And there's a Chinese proverb that says that a living beggar is more valuable than a dead king.
啊，虽然这个皇帝啊权势很大。
And even though this king has great power,
但是他一死掉了就没有办法做什么。
But once he's dead, he cannot do anything.
啊，但是虽然乞丐啊很贫穷很可怜。
And even though this beggar is very poor,
啊，但是啊，他活着他就有希望。
But however, if he is alive, he has hope.
啊，所以说跟活人相连的啊。啊，是有盼望的。
And therefore, those are related to living. It has its hope.
啊，人一死掉了，所有的盼望都止息了。
Once they die, then all hopes are ended.
啊，你在世上不管你有多大的财富地位，一离开世界啊，什么都没有了。
And whether how much wealth that you acquire in this world, once you die, nothing matters to you anymore.
耶稣在这里讲到说，就是全世界都给你。
So Jesus said here that even if the whole world is given to you,
啊，但是为着得到全世界而丧失了生命。
But if you were to strive hard for this world, but yet loses your life,
啊，这样对你有什么意义呢？
What does this matter to you?
虽然得到了全世界，但是生命没有了，这些全世界的财物还是跟你没有关系。
Maybe you have gained the entire world, but if you lose your life, then nothing matters to you.
所以人的生命啊，比世界上的一切财富更有价值。
Therefore, man's life is more valuable than anything in this world.
那当然，这里所讲的这个生命啊，不只是我们肉体上的生命。
But of course, here this life is not just talking about our physical life.
更重要就是我们的灵魂的生命，我们永恒的。
But more importantly is our spiritual life, our eternal life.
因为这是永恒的，
because
永远存在的。
This is eternal, and it will dwell. It will be there eternally.
我们看路加福音十六章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 16.
路加福音十六章十九节以下。
Luke chapter 16, verse 19 and onward.
啊，这里讲到有一个故事。
Here it talks about a story.
说有两个人啊，一个是大财主。
There is two men. One is a rich man.
啊，这个财主啊，他财富相当多啊，啊，所以每天可以享受啊人生最荣耀的荣华富贵。
This man, this rich man, has many riches, and he lives in luxury every day.
啊，天天啊都是最好的食物。
And he eat the best food in the every day.
啊，穿着好像皇帝啊那个衣服一样。
He dressed in purple linen, fine linen, just like the king.
那另外有一个人啊，是一个讨饭的乞丐。
There's this other man. He is a beggar.
全身来生疮。
His body is covered with sores.
没有人跟他做朋友。
And no one wants to be friend with him.
啊，他要讨饭来生活。
He needs to beg to sustain his life.
啊，他的朋友就是一条狗。
And his friend is this a dog.
啊，那狗啊，天天来舔那个伤口啊。
Because this dog every day will come and lick his sores.
啊，所以这是一个非常强烈的一个对比。
So this is a very strong contrast.
一个人是享受了人生的荣华富贵。
A man that has all the wealth in this world.
一个是啊，人生当中最可怜的一个乞丐。
The other man is the most pitiful beggar.
啊，他就说有一天啊，他们都离开世界了。
And it says that one day both of them have left this world.
啊，这个乞丐啊，后来离开世界以后，却能够到亚伯拉罕的怀里啊，在那边享受安息。
And after this beggar died, he came, the angel carried him to Abraham's side to receive peace.
啊，这个财主啊， 离开世界以后，却到阴间里面，在那边受痛苦。
And then this rich man died, and he was sent to hell to be tormented.
说他想要一点水啊，都得不到。
And he looked for a drop of water and cannot receive that.
那所以这让我们看到说啊，今生跟来世啊，完全不一样的情形。
And this gives us a contrast between today's life and the future life.
今生所拥有的，不见得未来就能够拥有。
That what we have acquired today might not be what we will have in the future.
啊，现在啊，其实七八十年的人生只是暂时的。
And maybe today we have 70, 80 years in this world, and that is only temporary.
离开了世界以后，那个人，那个生活才是永永远远的、永恒的。
And once we depart from this world, the life that we live in is an eternal life.
他说，一个人如果没有一个得到一个永恒的盼望啊，你只是在今生有盼望。
And so if a person does not have an eternal hope, then you only have hope in this world.
啊，那还是算一个贫穷的人。
And then you are considered a poor man.
所以一个人能够得到永远的生命啊，他才是一个真正富足的人。
So when a person can receive an eternal life, then he could be treated, he could be considered as a truly, a wealthy man.
因为他能够得到一个永恒的福气啊，永恒的产业。
Because he could receive an eternal blessing and eternal inheritance.
好，啊，所以永生啊，比今世的成就啊更重要。
Therefore, eternal life is more important than what we can accomplish this in this world.
那圣经里面告诉我们呢，我们怎么样才能够得到那个永生，得到永恒的价值
？And the Bible tells us how to acquire this eternal life and eternal value.
我们看约翰福音十七章。
Let's turn to John chapter 17,
第三节。
John 17, verse 3.
约翰福音十七章第三节
，John 17 verse 3，
说认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督啊，这就是永生。好，这里讲到说一个人呐、啊，能够认识独一的真神。
So here tells us that if we are able to know this only true God,
啊，又认识啊，耶稣基督啊，啊，就是永生。
And that we're able to get to know Jesus Christ, whom is that gives eternal life.
啊，虽然有很多人在拜神。
And so, although many people are worshiping God,
而且说这个神有称为在地天上的、在地上的好多好多神。
There are many gods in this world, whether it's in heaven or in on this world.
说真正的神啊，就是一位称为独一的真神。
But there is only one God and only one true God.
啊，因为这位神是造物主。
Because this God is the creator of all things.
天地的主宰。
He is the master of all the universe.
他造天地万物，他造我们人类的祖先。
He created all things in this universe, and he created our ancestor.
啊，因为他是永远存在、独一不死的神。
Because he is a living God, that for everlasting God.
而说我们认识了这位神呢、啊，我们就能够找到一个永恒的生命。
So once we know, we get to know this God, we found him, then we could find our eternal life.
所以你能够认识神，福气、平安就会临到你。
Once you recognize this God, then peace and blessing will be upon us.
你能够敬畏真神，你就得到了真智慧。
And if we are able to fear God, then we will receive this true wisdom.
啊，耶稣基督啊，就是这位神成为人来到世界上。
And Jesus Christ is this true God that came onto this world.
因为人啊，离开了神，不认识神。
And because men have departed from God and have not known God.
所以人离开神啊，人活在世界没有真正的盼望。
And so once we depart from God, we have no hope in this world.
啊，神为着爱我们，救赎我们。
And because God loved us and saved us.
所以借着耶稣来世界，就是要指引我们得救的道路。
And through Jesus Christ coming into this world, that will give us the guidance in this true life.
啊，他替我们的罪啊，死在十字架上。
And he have died for us on the cross.
因为他是生命的主，所以为我们舍弃生命，神就叫他活过来。
Because he is the master of life, that he has shed his life for us, and but God resurrected him.
所以我们相信他的人呢，还能够得到永恒的生命。
And those who believe in him will receive the eternal life.
所以你要认识神呢。还有认识他所差来的耶稣基督就是永生。
Therefore, we need to know this true God, and also to know this Jesus Christ who He has sent, which is eternal life.
耶稣来到世界的时候，指引我们啊得永生的道路。
When Jesus Christ came to this world, He gave us this true way, eternal way.
就是我们要重生。
And that eternal way is for us to be reborn.
因为我们的祖先亚当夏娃犯罪了以后啊，人那个永恒的生命跟神的生命就隔绝了。
Because once Adam and Eve died, their life has departed from God's eternal life.
所以人才会劳苦患难死亡。
And that's why men have to toil in this life and die in suffering.
啊，死了以后还要有永远的审判。
And after they die, then they are continue in eternal torment.
所以耶稣说我们要重生。
And therefore, Jesus tells us that we need to be reborn.
重生就要得到一个一个新的生命。
Once we're reborn, it means that we will receive this new life.
让我们那个灵魂的生命跟神的生命重新啊结合在一起。
That our soul, our spiritual life will be reconnected with the eternal life of God.
啊，这个重生啊，要借着水跟圣灵。
And reborn will have to go through water and blood.
水的重生啊，就是指着洗礼。
The reborn of the water is means the baptism.
我们看彼得前书第三章。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 3.
21节。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 21.
彼得前书三章二十一节。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 21.
三章二十一节。
Chapter 3 verse 21.
说这个水所表明的洗礼，现在要借着耶稣基督的复活也拯救你们。这个洗礼本不是除掉肉体上的污秽，主求在神面前呢有无愧的良心。挪亚的世代因为罪很重啊。
In the days of Noah, because their sin they have great sin.
所以被洪水毁灭掉。
And therefore, the entire world was destroyed by flood.
啊，当时有个义人就是挪亚。
And that time, there is a righteous man named Noah.
啊，神叫他说，你要造一个很大的方舟。
And God tell him that he needs to create this great ark.
全家人呢、啊、进到方舟里面。
And his entire family shall enter this ark.
然后当洪水来的时候，全家人呢 在那边呢、啊、能够得保全生命。
And once the great flood comes, that their entire family shall be saved in this ark.
我们一般了解是。挪亚一家因为在方舟里面，所以得到保存生命。
And we all know that Noah's family entered this ark, therefore their life was spared.
但是圣经里面却说啊，他们是借着水得救的，一家八个人。
But however, the Bible says that it is through the water that they are saved.
所以挪亚当时的水啊，就一表。洗礼
and therefore the water of Noah's time that symbolizes baptism.
因为要借着洗礼啊，来除掉我们的罪，让我们能够得救，得永生的生命。
And it is through the water that will wash away our sin that we will receive salvation and receive this eternal life.
所以我们洗礼啊，就可以归入耶稣基督里面。
Therefore, through baptisms that we will belong to Christ,
成为神的儿女,
and that we will become the children of God,
能够重生啊, 得到那个永恒的生命,
and that we will be reborn to receive this eternal life.
说按照神所答应的能够享受那个天上的产业,
and it is through the promise of God that we will inherit this inheritance in heaven.
啊，既然我们是神的儿女，神就把他的灵啊赐给我们，住在我们身上。
And since we are the children of God, that God will give us His Spirit to dwell in us.
啊，让我们属灵的生命活过来，跟神的生命结合在一起。
So that our spiritual life will be resurrected to be reunited with God's Spirit.
啊，所以来证明啊，我们能够得到天国的福气。天国的产业
to testify that we are worthy to receive the inheritance in heaven.
啊，然后我们按照神的诫命而行。
And that we will follow the will of God.
那我们就能够得到永生。
Then we will be able to receive this eternal life.
啊，所以一个人能够得到永生啊，才是真正的富足。
And it is when a man could receive the eternal life, then he could receive a true wealth.
我们看启示录第三章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 3.
十八节。
Chapter 3, verse 18.
我们先看十七节。
Chapter 3, verse 17.
启示录三章十七节跟十八节。
Revelation chapter 3, verse 17 and 18.
启示录三章十七节
，Chapter 3 verse 17，
说：“你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、眼瞎、畜生的。”十八节
，18，
我劝你买苦练的金子，叫你富足。又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来；又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能够看见。这里讲到当时啊，在小亚细亚的地方有一个教会叫做老底家。
Here it talks about in the Minor East, there is a church called Laodicea.
哎呀，老底家的地方啊，啊，他们当地的人。啊，生活环境不错。
Because in Laodicea, it's a well-to-do area.
啊，所以很多人呐、啊，啊，就发财啦，赚钱富足起来了。
And so many people in that lives there are wealthy.
啊，当时这个教会里面的信徒也是一样，很多人呐、啊、得到很多的财富，很富足。
And so the members of that church actually acquired many wealth and were rich.
啊，虽然他们富足了，他们就骄傲，就夸口。
And because they are rich, and therefore they are proud and boast.
我们很富足了，我们发财了，我们一样都不缺少。
They feel that they are wealthy and they are not in lack.
啊，在人来看，他们是很富足的，因为物足很丰富。
And yes, in men point that they are wealthy and abundant.
啊，那神却对他们讲说啊，即使你们是困苦、可怜、贫穷的。
But however, God said to them that you are wretched, pitiful, poor.
啊，所以物足上的富足啊，啊不是真正的富足。
And here it tells us that the wealth of this world is not a true wealth.
因为他们在神的面前呢、啊、很贫穷
，because in the eyes of God they are poor，
说他们在信仰上啊不冷不热
，because in their faith they are neither hot or warm，
啊，所以神就叫他们悔改，发热心
，so God tell them to repent and to be zealous，
啊，然后说、啊、你们要怎么样才能够富足呢
？And God continue to tell them how to become wealthy，
就是要买苦练的金子
，and that is to buy gold refined in fire。
那什么是苦练的金子
？And what is gold refined in fire？
因为这个金子啊，就是象征神的道理。
Because this gold symbolizes the words of God。
啊，神的道啊，好像那个非常贵重的金石啊，啊是锻炼过、很精炼的。
The words of God is like gold refined in fire.
我们看诗篇十二篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 12.
诗篇十二篇呢、啊，第六节。
Psalm 12 verse 6.
诗篇十二篇第六节。
Psalm 12 verse 6.
说神的眼里是纯净的眼里，如同银子在泥炉中啊炼过七次。这讲到神的道理非常精炼的。
Here it says that the words of God is refined.
好像那个贵金属啊，在炉中一念再念啊，念过七次。
It's just like these silver refined in furnace of clay purified seven times.
所以神的道是很纯净的，很纯洁的。
Therefore, God's words are very pure.
神的话具有他的权威啊，而且有绝对性。
God's word has its authority and its absoluteness.
说神的道啊，安定在天呐、啊，直到永远。
God's word is set in heaven forever till the end.
啊。不管古时候、现在、未来，神的道是永恒不变的。
No matter whether it is the past, now or future, God's word will not change.
人的一些思想、观念、道德标准呢、啊，有时候随着地域跟时间而改变。
Men's moral standards or ways of life will change through time.
但神的道是绝对的，它是永恒不改变的真理。
God's word is absolute, that it will not change and is eternal true.
所以圣经里面说，我们不可以把神的道啊，把它增加，也不可以把它减少。
And that's why the Bible tells us we shall not add or deduct the words of God.
如果我们把它增加了，说、啊、这个圣经里面的一些作主会临到他身上。
And the Bible said, if we add to the words of God, then the curses of this Bible will be upon the person.
啊，如果把这个神的道把它减少了，不遵守了。
And if we remove the words of God,
说圣经里面所记载那个生命是永远的福分了、啊，它就会失掉了。
And then we will not, we will lose the eternal, the tree of life from us.
所以神的道是非常精炼，而且非常宝贵，非常有价值的。
Therefore, the words of God is very pure and very precious.
所以我们要富足啊，就是要买苦炼的金子。
And therefore, if we want to be wealthy, we need to purchase this gold purified in fire.
啊，当然我们要追求神的道，不是用金钱可以买的。
Of course, that if we cannot buy the words of God.
说不要银钱，不要价值。
And that it does not need or cannot be purchased by gold or silver.
啊，我们呢、啊、主要啊付出代价，就是努力的去寻求。
As long as we could assert our effort to look for it.
啊，所以这里所讲的买，就是你要去追求啊，要付出代价。
So in Revelation, it says that we need to buy is for us to go pursue it. That we have to give our effort.
我们看以赛亚书五十五章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 55.
五十五章第一节。
55 verse 1.
以赛亚书五十五章第一节。
Isaiah 55 verse 1.
你们一切干渴的都可以就近水来，没有银钱也可以来。你们都来买了吃，不用银钱，不用价值，也来买酒和奶。第二节
，verse two，
你们为何花钱买那不足为食物的，用劳碌得来的买那不使人饱足的呢？你们要留意听我的话。就能够吃那美物，得享回甘，心中喜乐。第三节
，verse three，
你们当就近我来，侧耳听，就必得福。我必与你们立永约，就是应许大卫那可靠的恩典。这里神在呼唤说：你们都可以来。
Here, Jesus, here God has called to us that we could come to him.
啊，来买水，买粮食，让你们得到饱足。
That we could buy water and buy food so that we could be filled.
他说没有钱的都可以来，不用银钱，不用价值。
And if you don't have money, come, you don't have to buy.
你们只要来，留意的听啊，就能够让你们得饱足。
As long as you come and listen carefully, then you shall be filled.
啊，就能够带给你们生命，让你们能够活下来。
And that it will give us life to live.
因为神要跟你立永远的约。
Because God will establish an eternal covenant with us.
就是神应许给我那可靠的恩典。
And this is the covenant that God has faithfully given and promised us.
所以我们追求啊神的道，我们就能够得到永恒的福气。
So if we seek after the words of God, then we will receive this eternal blessing.
因为神的道能够带给我们得救的智慧。
Because the words of God will give us the wisdom of salvation.
让我们知道什么才是真正的善，怎么走在这个正道上面。
That we will know what is the true goodness that we could walk on the right path.
说世界上的美容都好像花草一样。
That all our beauty in this world is just like the flowers and the plants.
最后都会枯干凋谢掉。
That one day it will wither and die.
人生的美容啊，最后都会过去。
That our beauty will one day pass away.
说唯有神的道是永远长存的。
Only the words of God.Is everlasting.
所以我们领受这个神的道，我们就能够得享永恒的福气。
And if we receive the words of God, we will receive this eternal blessing.
所以刚刚谈到说，我们要得到富足，要付出代价来寻求神的道。
So we just mentioned that if we want to receive this eternal wealth, we need to give some effort.
我们看但以理书十二章。
Let's look at Daniel chapter 12.
但以理书十二章。
Daniel chapter 12.
第四节。
Daniel chapter 12, verse 4.
十二章第四节。
Chapter 12, verse 4.
说但以理啊，你要隐藏这话。封闭这诗，直到末时，必有多人来往奔跑，知识就必增长。这个但以理啊，他是古时代的一个先知。
So Daniel was a prophet in the old days.
因为当时犹太人被掳到巴比伦波斯的地方去。
Because the Israelites were captured and were exiled into Babylon, into the Persian Empire.
但以理从年轻的时候就被选到王宫啊，后来得到很高的地位。
Daniel was selected to serve in the palace and later on receive very high status.
从巴比伦的王朝一直到波斯王朝。
And it was from Babylonian Empire until the Persian Empire.
所以让当时的王宫里面王大臣啊都认识神。
And so he introduced God to all the kings and officials in the palace.
但以理啊，神借着他讲了很多的预言。
And God through Daniel, God has spoken many prophecies.
对教这个将来世界历史的演变。
And even foretold the events that will happen in the future.
耶稣的救恩。
The salvation of Jesus Christ.
以及到末世神的救恩啊，耶稣要再临。
Even to reveal the salvation of God, the coming of Christ.
很多的预言啊，都借着他传讲出来。
And through him that God has spoken many prophecies.
所以那个时候还没有到，所以他讲的预言好像一个书卷，暂时把它封起来。
And because the time has not come yet, therefore all what that he has spoken, all the prophecies were sealed like a sealed book.
神对但以理说，你现在年纪大了，九十几岁了，说你现在可以休息了。
And God said to Daniel that he was in advanced age, 90 plus years old, that he could rest.
将来等到末世的时候，你就会活过来，来享受你的福分。
And in the end, in the end of the world, that he will be resurrected and receive his eternal blessing.
说这个圣经的道理啊，虽然暂时隐藏起来。
And even though the truth of the Bible is concealed.
说到末世的时候，有很多人呢、就来往奔跑。
But in the end of the days, that there will be many that will go here and there.
来往奔跑说，言语的意思是很热心切心的去研究它。
that this the original text means that these people will seek after the words of God.
所以人的知识就增长了。
And so they will increase their knowledge.
所以我们知道现在是一个知识爆炸的时代。
So today we are living in an information explosive world.
对一般的科技啦，因为知识啊，大家都很丰富。
That everyone is have great knowledge of the world event.
不只是这个世上的世界上的知识。
Not only of this knowledge of this world.
就是啊，属灵的圣经里面的道理的知识也是一样。
But even the knowledge in the Bible, the spiritual knowledge is the same.
说这个属灵的道理，这个知识啊，就。 显开来了，大家做些研究啊，就慢慢的就了解了。
And that the knowledge that is hidden in the Bible were revealed, and when people seek after, they get to know.
所以我们要对神的道啊，能够了解，能够在灵性上富足。
Therefore, we need to know the words of God so that we could be blessed in spirit.
我们要热心查考神的道理。
That we need to make effort to seek after the words of God.
保罗在传道理的时候啊，到了小亚细亚，然后到希腊。
When Paul was preaching, he came to Minor Asia and then went to Greece.
当然，当时啊，有些人听了道理以后啊。
Then at that time, some heard the words.
所以他们觉得很稀奇啊，他就天天查好圣经。They were
very amazed, and they studied the Bible every day.
他说要来对照这个道理啊，到底对不对？And
they wanted to study whether this truth, this words, are is correct.
后来他们发现说，哎，这个不是人的道啊，这是神的道啊。Then
they realized that this is not the words of men, but rather the words of God.
这有永生的福气在里面啊。There are
eternal blessings hidden in it.
所以他们就甘心领受了。
Then they receive with joy.
那我们今天呢，要切心研究，了解了以后，把神的道丰富的存在我们心里面。
So today we need to make effort to study the words of God and to store it in our heart.
我们虽然信主了，我们不要一直停留在道理的开端。
So even if after we believe in God, that we should not stay there in the beginning of the words.
要在道理上追求进步，长大成熟。
But rather we need to strive for improvement. In the words of God and to grow in the words of God.
熟练了人理的道理。
And that we could be familiar with the words of God.
我们除了自己切心的研究以外，我们要谦卑的心来请教。
Not only do we need to make effort to study the words of God, but then need to be humble to ask.
我们看使徒行传第八章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传第八章。
Acts chapter 8.
我们看30节
Verse 30
8章30节
Acts chapter 8 verse 30
腓力就跑到太监那里听见他在念先知以赛亚的书便问他说你所念的你明白吗 31节
31
他说没有人指教我怎能够明白呢于是请腓力上车与他同坐 34节
Let's skip to verse 34
34节 太监对腓力说请问先知说这个话是指着谁呢指着自己说呢还是指着别人呢 35节
35
腓力就开口从这经上起对他传讲耶稣 这里讲到说有一个埃提阿伯的太监
Here it talks about the Ethiopian eunuch.
那是一个敬畏神的人，所以他专程跑到耶路撒冷圣殿去拜神。
He honors and fears God, and therefore he traveled to Jerusalem to worship God.
那回去的时候还在车上在读圣经。
And on the way back, he was still reading the Bible in the chariot.
我们知道当时的圣经啊，不像我们现在这样是用那个。 刀刻在羊皮卷上的
And we know that in those days the Bible is not like what we have today it's in a scroll
那个圣经都一堆一堆啊一卷一卷啊
And so these they are in a scroll and in a pile
非常不方便
It's very inconvenient.
啊, 那这个人啊, 非常谦卑, 渴慕神的话,
but however, this eunuch is very humble and to thirst for the words
回去的路上啊,
of God. And on his way back, he is still reading the scriptures.
所以神知道人的内心啊,
and so God knows the heart of man.
所以就派菲利说你到旷野去。
So he sends Philip to the wilderness.
啊, 他一去就看到这个太监。
And then when he went there, he saw this eunuch.
啊, 发现说他在练圣经。
And found out that he was reading the scriptures.
然后问他说, 你练的你明白吗?
And Philip asked to you understand what you're reading.
他说没有人主教我，我不明白。
The eunuch replied that no one taught me, therefore I do not understand.
然后请菲利亚上车。
And then he asked Philip to come onto the chariot.
菲利就把他所念的这段圣经原来是有关耶稣基督的预言。
And so when Philip realized that the passage that he was reading it was about the prophecy of Jesus Christ.
啊,后来啊, 跟他讲解清楚了,很高兴啊,他就接受洗礼,然后把这个旧恩德带回家。
And after Philip explained the scriptures to him, that he received it with joy and also baptized.
所以我们学习神的道,我们要有受教者之心。
And therefore, we need to be humble to learn the words of God.
以赛亚虽然是一个 先知得到很多神的话,
although Isaiah is a prophet and received many words and revelations from God,
他说神啊,
but he says that God, please let me to be lead me to be a student.
所以每天早上啊,我就把我的耳朵打开,
that every morning I will open up my ears to thee.
啊,来领受神的教训,
that I will receive the teachings from God.
啊,然后我就按照神的道理去行啊,我不违背。
And through the words of God, that I will not go against the words.
啊,然后借着神的道理去扶持安慰那些软弱的人。
And through the words of God, that I shall go and help and support those who are weak.
所以我们每一个人啊,都要有受教者的心。
And therefore, we need to be a student to the words.
啊,能够饥渴慕义的心啊,就能够让你在 道理上得到保足,
that we could be thirstful for the words of God to be filled with the words of God.
我们自己本身受教而且来扶助安慰别人,
and that we receive the words of God, learn the words of God, and to go and comfort others.
我们再看提摩太前书第六章,
let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章,
1 Timothy chapter 6
18节,
verse 18.
提摩太前书六章十八节,
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 18,
说又要嘱咐他们行善，在好处上富足， 甘心施舍， 乐意供给人， 19节,
19,
为自己积成美好的根基， 预备将来， 叫他们持定那真正的生命。 这里保罗在勉励当时的信徒,
here Paul is encouraging the members at that time.
说有些人啊, 在世上很富足,
that there are members that are very wealthy and rich in this present world.
说你富足了以后啊, 不要因为财富多啊, 就骄傲夸口。
But that they should not be arrogant and be proud because of their riches.
哎,不要把财务当作你的依靠。
And don't put their life, the reliance and hope upon their wealth.
因为这个财务是无定的,流来流去的。
Because these wealth are uncertain.
所以财务没有办法做人真正的依靠。
And therefore, these wealth cannot be a true reliance for man.
真正的依靠是那个后世百物给我们享用的神。
But actually, the true hope is that God that gives us all things.
因为神可以让人贫穷，可以让人富足。
Because God is the one that gives us riches, or that gives us remove.
神可以让人高尊贵，也可以让人卑贱。
God could give us high status, or to take away our status.
所以我们不是依靠那个 无定的财物。
So we shall not rely upon this uncertain wealth.
说要依靠那个后世百物给人享用的神。
But rather, we need to rely on that God that gives us all things.
他说这个神给你财物啊，就是要你去善用它。
But God gives us all these good things, this wealth is for us to do good things.
所以说我们要行善，啊，能够在好事上富足。
That we need to do good and to be rich in good deeds.
他说要甘心的施舍去帮助人。
And that we're willing to be generous and willing to share.
啊，你这样的话可以为自己积成美好的根基呀，啊，能够持定那个真正的生命。
So that we require the eternal good and laid up our treasure in heaven.
所以一个人要在神的面前富足啊，你就是要多多行善事。
And therefore, if we want to be truly a wealthy man in front of God, that we need to do many good deeds.
啊，才能够让我们在好事上得到富足。
And so that we could be wealthy in our good deeds.
我们知道这个行善，这个是有价值的，能够蒙神纪念的。
We know that doing good deeds is valuable and it is precious in the eyes of God.
圣经里面说到，当时有个信徒叫做多加。
And the Bible says that there is a member called Dorcas.
啊，这个多加，他是很会做衣服。
And Dorcas, he is a textile person.
啊，这个多加相当有爱心。
He has many, he is a very good man.
啊，看到很多的寡妇孤儿。
And he saw there are many widow and orphans.
啊，所以他就做衣服给他们。
So he will make clothing for them.
后来有一次啊，这个多加生病了。
And one day Dorcas was ill.
结果就死掉了。
And then he died.
啊，很多人啊，就是很舍不得啊。
And many were sorrow for him.
啊，这个这么好的人啊，结果生病啊，就这样就死掉了。
And that this person died from his sickness.
啊，他们都感到非常的难过，感到很不舍。
So they are all very sorrowful for him.
啊，刚好彼得啊，到附近去传道了。
And so that time Peter came to that neighborhood.
所以他们就赶快啊，请彼得过来。
And so they came and asked Peter to come to them.
啊，这个众人啊，就拿着那个多加做给他们的衣服。
And so all these people took the clothing of that was made by Dorcas.
你看这么好的人啊，啊，没想到现在就死掉了。
And he said that this such a good man have now died.
啊，彼得啊，听了以后很受感动。
And when Peter heard this, he was greatly moved.
所以呢，就为这个多加祷告。
And so he prayed for Dorcas.
祷告完以后啊，起身啊，说大彼得起来。
And after he prayed, he told Dorcas to arise.
哎呀，大比大是多加的另外一个名字。
And Tabitha is Dorcas' other name.
啊，这个多加的善行不只是感动人，也感动神哦。
Because Dorcas' good deeds not only moved men, but also moved God.
啊，借着彼得的祷告啊，真的他复活了。
And through Peter's prayer that he was resurrected.
啊，所以众人看到了以后啊，他们就感到非常大的安慰。
And so when Dorcas was resurrected, many were comforted.
所以呢，我们知道说这个。行善事啊是有价值的，能够蒙纪念的。
And we know that doing good deeds is valuable and will be remembered by God.
啊，不只是能够感动人，也能够感动神啊。
Not only will it move men, but also touch God.
有一个罗马军官叫做哥尼流。
There is a Roman officer called Cornelius.
啊，罗马人本来他们是拜多神的。
And in Roman people, they believe in many gods.
哎呦，他被派到这个巴勒斯坦地来。
And when he was sent to the Palestinian land,
看到以色列人所拜的是唯一的造物主真神。
He saw that the God that Israelites believe in is a true God that created all things.
所以他就带着全家天天祷告敬拜神。
So he.Took his entire family to pray to that God every day and worship him.
啊，所以他也行了很多的善事啊，都是 去救济很多很多的贫穷人。
He also done many good deeds to help many poor people.
圣经里面说啊，哥尼流的善行啊，能够达到神的面前蒙纪念。
The Bible says that the good deeds of Cornelius is remembered by God.
所以神派一个天使来。
And so God sent an angel to him.
对，哥尼流说，你要去找彼得啊，啊，来讲道理给你们听。
And told Cornelius that you have to go find Peter to come, invite Peter to come and deliver the words of God to your people.
啊，本来这个犹太人跟这个外国人啊，他们本来是不来往的。
But in originally the Jewish do not associate with the Gentiles.
但神这个意象啊，叫彼得啊，说你要跟他去。
But God, through a vision, told Peter to go with this person.
后来彼得到了哥尼流家说，原来啊，神是不偏待人的。
So when Peter came to the house of Cornelius, he realized that God does not treat
每一个国家的敬畏神、行义的人啊、行善的人，神都会纪念。
Every people, every nation that believe and fear God, God will remember.
啊，所以后来彼得就跟他们讲道理。
So Peter spoke the words to them.
在讲道理当中，突然间呢、啊，神的灵就降下来了。哥尼流一家就得圣灵了。
And while Peter was preaching, the Spirit of God descended upon them, and their Cornelius family all received the Holy Spirit.
后来他们全家信主啊。
And then their entire family believed in God.
所以说啊，这个行善会得到神的纪念，会得到神的报赏。
And therefore, doing good deeds will be remembered by God and will be rewarded by God.
我们看马太福音十章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 10.
四十二节。
Verse 42.
马太福音十章四十二节。
Matthew chapter 10, verse 42.
无论何人因为门徒的名只把一杯凉水给这小组的一个喝，我实在告诉你们，这个人不能不得赏赐。这里讲到说，这个善事啊，不管多少大小啊，都一定能够得到报赏。
Here it tells us that the good deeds, whether it's big or small, that we will receive reward.
所以你就是把一杯凉水啊，给一个小孩子喝。
Even to give a cold water to one of these little ones.
啊，虽然这个是一个很小的事情啊，说你也不能不得赏赐。
Even such a small event or deeds that we will still be rewarded.
但我们知道说，神很看重这个善行。
That we could see that God emphasizes on good deeds.
他说一个人啊，如果看到贫穷人，啊，你借给他。
And so a person, if we see some people that are poor, we
can
lend him.
他帮助他。
We could have mercy for the person and help him.
说你怜悯贫穷，就是借给神。
That if we have mercy on the poor, that we are lending to God.
啊，所以贫穷人他没有办法还你啊。
Because the poor people cannot repay our money.
但是神会还你。
But God will repay us.
因为你怜悯贫穷人，你就是这个神。
Because we have mercy on the poor, and that means that we are lending to God.
你坐在一个弟兄身上，就是坐在主耶稣的身上。
What we've done on a brother, we're doing it on God.
啊，神会赐福给你。
And God will reward us.
啊，这个福气还会影响到你的祖孙。
And this blessing will extend to our descendants.
所以大卫说啊，我从年轻一直到现在年纪大了。
And so therefore David says that when I was young until now I'm in advanced age.
我没有看过一个义人啊讨饭。
I have not seen a righteous man beg for food.
一个义人啊一辈子一直的施恩帮助别人。
A righteous man will share give his entire life.
说他的祖孙也蒙福。
That his descendants shall be blessed.
所以行善啊，不只是我们蒙福，还会影响到我们的祖孙。
So when we do good, not only will we be blessed, but it will also extend to our descendants.
所以圣经里面说啊，我们行善不可以灰心呐、啊，有机会都要行。
So the Bible said we shall not lose heart in doing good deeds.
啊，什么是行善的机会
？And what is the opportunity to do good deeds?
说当你有行善的能力
，When we have the capability to do good deeds,
还有那个应得的人
And there are a person to receive the good deeds.
啊，我们不要说啊，你以后再来。
We should not ask the person to come later.
你要把握机会就要行善。
That we need to grab onto the opportunity to do that good deed.
因为这是神给你的一个蒙福的机会。
Because this is a time, an opportunity that God gives you to receive that blessing.
啊，所以圣经用这个撒种做比喻。
And so Bible used the sowing seeds as a parable.
所以我们如果有一把种子在我们手上。
And that if we have a handful of seeds.
你不把它撒出去。
If we do not sow these seeds.
啊，最后这个种子啊，久了啊，就坏掉了。
And so in time that these seeds in your hand will be corrupted.
你把这个种子撒在地面上。
But however, if you spread these seeds on the ground.
你撒越多，将来收成越多。
The more that you sow these seeds, the more that you will reap in the future.
啊，因为这个种子虽然死掉了，但是它却结出啊几十倍、百倍的收成。
But since these seeds are sown in the ground, that they will produce hundreds folds in the future.
所以你多种的，你就多收。
So the more you sow, the more you will reap.
所以保罗谈到马其顿的教会。
So when Paul spoke about the churches in Macedonia,
虽然当时他们也是在困难当中。
Even though that time they were also in poverty.
啊，那他们发现说耶路撒冷的教会啊遭遇到饥荒。
But when they heard that the churches in Jerusalem were in famine.
啊，他们就竭力的奉献啊，叫属徒啊啊把这个钱带到耶路撒冷帮助那边的信徒。
They offer whatever they can and ask the disciples, the apostles, to bring it to Jerusalem to help the members there.
啊，保罗说啊，我可以证明啊，他们不是尽力，而且是超过他们的能力的。
And Paul said, I could even testify that not only did they offer whatever they're capable, but even beyond their capability.
啊，所以保罗用这个例子来勉励啊，哥林多的教会。
So Paul used that example to encourage the Church of Corinth.
他说呢，行善啊，就好像撒种一样，你撒越多，将来收成越多。
That when we are doing good deeds, it's just like sowing seeds. The more we sow, the more we will reap in the future.
因为这个种子是神给你的。
Because the seed is given by God.
而你会善用神给你的种子。
And if we're able to utilize these seeds,
啊，神就给你更多的种子，让你行更多的善事。
Then God will give us more seeds for us to do more good deeds.
啊，盼我们都能够在神的面前呐，能够做一个富足的人。
Hopefully, we all could be a wealthy man in front of God.
我们来唱诗476首。
Let us sing hymn 476.
476.
476.